Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psyche Scunwald. We're having a little bit of problems here for a few minutes. Just hang on while we get everything together. We've got a great show. We're talking about love. Well, I hope you're ready to go wild. This is Jethro and Dina. We're having a night. Those of you tuning in, this is the show where we get really intense with what we're going to talk about, and that is the love and the relationship with individuals. And this isn't just, you know, the dating game. This is talking about the love of a family, the intensity. We're real-life psychics. We're going to talk some really wild stuff. And I got to laugh, you guys. That was probably the most horriblest front I've ever done. We will tell our wonderful people that send in the music, very beautiful music. It's me, and I do apologize that that turned out to be so hideous. We're having some really technical deals, but the good thing is I've got a certified psychic medium. She was born with a gift and has been reading professionally for 25 years. She takes the past, present, and future and works with a healing soul level to give you that communicated love reading from ones on the other side. Number one mediumship on our pool here, and also the most really gifted in the top 20 in the last 5 years on light workers, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm doing awesome. I'm happy to be back, and let's go.
I'm so glad that we have everything going. I have people writing me here, and we've got Facebook prizes going away. We've got a bunch of fun things, and we've got some beautiful music here by Rashid and Baby Paul and some other really beautiful songs. And those of us that are tuned in, hang in. We're going to play a couple of these, and we're going to enjoy ourselves as Gone Wild always did. A lot of you individuals who are tuning in, this call the 773-897-6461 line if you'd like a reading. We do give out a little bit of a reading here so you get to know our style. Those of you who don't know, I'm Psychic Jethro. I'm part Native American. I've been reading for over 30 years. I was had a very good experience in my life that I was able to see auras when I was born. I had the gift and was able to read auras, but I, after a drowning experience as a child in a pool, was able to be able to be clairaudient and hear other work. So I have been doing this, like Dina, for quite a few years to help people. Those of you tuning in, we've got a lot of you teasing me. They're already going, Jethro, you guys haven't been on a while, and we got some Dear Dina, so you guys just sit back and relax. I have a lot of friends that are have joined us from Facebook, and I want to welcome all of you. Go in that room and sit down and have yourself. We have two rooms. We have my room, and we have the Psyche Scum. Well, just enjoy yourself. We're going to be giving away some prizes. Do mark on there. Let us know. One of the situations that I want to talk about real quick here is that me and Dina are known for when you have time and your life is going a little bit of hectic and you want to go ahead and have that reading, instead of having to schedule in and do the time, we've come up with a very good solution, and that's to be able to do what we call email reading. So you just go ahead and contact us, you know, take care of it, and send us a picture with a two or three questions, and we will send you back a typewritten email that you can read at your leisure. I do ask that we have a couple days, you know, because it does take the typing out, and we have to sit down with the picture and work with it. If you're in a real hurry, want it all there, you can take your phone. We all welcome that, or Skype. But this is a great way that a lot of our friends are finding this. Those of you from Canada, we want to thank you and welcome all of you tuning in tonight. We got Della from Canada writing in. I got to tell Dina, I really think it's great that she put on her site the picture of her. And I realized that Dina is not maybe 5'2.5". Is Dina actually this petite? Because when I got to see the picture, I was really surprised. Jethro always teases her. And I thought that she was very intense. Wait a minute, how would I get in trouble here? She's telling me that I basically have been teasing you that you're a big person, and she found out you're petite, 5'2". Is this correct?
Yes, I'm 5'2". I think I'm 5'1.5" now, though.
Ghosts, okay. So you guys tuned in, Dina. This is what they want to talk about. We've got a couple of friends right now here. Is it true that love can save all? I have a friend of mine who has been looking for a relationship for over 6 years. We have discussed many different situations. The problem is my friend cannot hear, and so he has worked with some friends and it does sign language and is having a very good time with individuals but has not found the right person. He feels that once he is in love, this will help in his sense. How do you feel about this, Jethro and Dina? Would make sense. Help Dina? It. I mean, if one sense is down and he gets his senses up and he's in love, love can do that. I mean,
certainly it can help, but you can do it without even having to be in love. You can kind of just have the faith and kind of, you know, believe and keep calling it in and asking for it. You know, it doesn't take another person to bring you up. You have to bring yourself up.
And I love that. And Dina is one of our healers. So we're going to, you know, do the questioning here. Dina, you've got this. This is a really good question. Do you use love in your healings or do you use complete, just unconditional energy?
Both. I know that sounds weird, but I start out calling in love, and to me, love and white light and the protection and whatever, it's all the same. It's coming from the same thing, divine energy and source, which is love. So it's also unconditional because it's just this purest of pure love that you can feel. It's a real strong energy. And there aren't any conditions. Like when I heal people, I am to heal them for the greatest and highest good. I don't have judgments. I don't have anything. So it's very unconditional.
See, and that's what I love about what Dina, you know, and I've had other individuals who just completely go by the white light. They can only go and have this, where I've seen exactly what Dina's saying here. I know of a person that very much had conditional and a very positive pink energy, working with the energies, who healed an individual in Tampa, and I got to witness it. I sat right there and watched this person not only come out of some things, but also deal with some very serious illness there that the doctors were not so certain of, and other things that after this healing was done within a short half an hour session. So I love you guys that are tuned in. Make sure you get into this. I do, TJ. I love you. Right, Jethro, what happened to the first of the show? Music went wild. We're in a full moon. It's just the way we go wild. It's like you got to go with it. We have a lot of friends here. We've got a lot of calls. We're going to picking up those calls. Do remember, those of you, to stop and see us at our sites. You know, it's www.jethrosmith.net, www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. And those of you turn in, you can find them right there on the front. Just get with us. Get the time. I love the fact of reading. I do pride this. I had a very beautiful gift tonight with someone that they wanted to know why I asked them to tape. Very simple. Those of us who've done this and enjoy this kind of work, we want you to tape because two reasons. One, when the spirit is moving us, we do get a lot of information. So you're taping it. We make sure we both get it. I don't know how many times we've talked about this. People will contact me. I was the person that you read down here, and I was the person in Sedona, and I was the person that you said, and this was so good. And yes, and as Dina's laughing here, because you got to realize now, you're one of many. And yes, each one of you are special, each person. But even if I had a computer mind, which we all know I don't, and had a very good intellectual thing, which I'm okay, I got through school. I'm very good with my intellect. It's just the memory retention of all of this, and the guides give a spirit. We've had Dina go on here, and a good example was she spoke to the person on the other side, said his name, did the work, had the whole energy. Everybody was like flabbergasted as she did her mediumship, very phenomenal. And then the next show, the person called and wanted to know something, and was a little surprised that Dina had to go back and read her again to pick it up. She was able to do that, which Dina is very phenomenal. But do you see, this is why it's so important to tape, and because of our credentials, that's why we are American certified. That's where, you know, we've been doing it for all these years. I had a lady tell me, she says, most psychics only read for 4 to 5 years and then they stop. And I said, why? And Dina, why would we stop after 5 years? I mean, me and you pretty much, we have a pretty close professionally doing this, and this is what we do.
Yeah. No, to me, you don't stop unless you're scared. You just grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and your energy gets better and better. And so if you're scared, then you're living in fear, and fear is no good anyway. So that's why you would stop. But other than that, no, it's positive. Keep going.
Okay, now those of you tune in, we welcome that, and I love that. I have some students that I do papers with you so that you have that you are a Psyche Jethro student. So very phenomenal. I have a student out in Seattle right now doing very well, one in the Rocky Mountains. He's been doing readings for quite a few years, and quite a few other individuals now that I have in Tampa, and, you know, hey out there to those of you from the circles and the classes I've been working with, Sheila, you know, another phenomenal student, Amy, Joanne, those individuals, Perry, just name it off, Melina, all the friends, all the people that I've helped with open up your intuitive, and you already came up with abilities. I just feel fortunate enough that you let me help you. And that's the thing you want. You want a teacher that wants you to be better than you. I don't ever want to be the only one asked, because we all learn from our students. I mean, I have very much had a very good experience that I've been able to be in different parts of the country, and I feel very fortunate. I have a lot of master things that I've learned, and I'm able to really hold my own, like Dina, in the competitions and, you know, in the world, because we both agreed that we have something with us, that we do this every day. But what we love about with our uniqueness and what we want to do is we want to help that person come along. So definitely get with us. We love all of you. We're going to grab those phones and see what we got. Hello, we're going to grab a Florida phone, 727.
Yeah.
Hello? I guess they're 727 must be getting something at McDonald's. We'll go right on to the next one. Get me a hamburger if you're real close. I'm really hungry. A bacon cheeseburger would be real good here. We've got a Skype caller. How about 111? We got a bunch of you. How are you, Skype? If you're getting a cheeseburger in your house, I'm worried. Hello?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Great. It's so funny. You got a little dog there. I can hear the dog.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious.
We love you too, and I'm glad you find it fun. I mean, I'm telling you, somebody's on McDonald's, and I could hear it. Did you hear the clown? I heard a giggle, or am I just fantasizing because I'm hungry? Dina, was there a clown?
I'm still trying to decide what's going on.
We have no idea. It's a full moon. We're all psychic, a little psychotic, but having a good time. I feel like bad here. The lady on the Skype. Can I get your first name? She's giggling. We drove her to drink.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, I can feel the energy. I know this person. I love this person. This is my fun friend. Michelle, I can feel the energy here. Thank you so much for calling in. We are, you know, being a little wild. Now, you know, tonight, and this is one of our friends off of Facebook, and I will say I've read for Michelle before, and I obviously she called back, so I wasn't a bad reader. I was okay, or she's just humor in me. What I love about Michelle is, Michelle, we were teasing today about those thermostats, and, you know, they said too hot was where you and Dina landed. Did you know that? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I love you. I love these women, these Canadian women, and Dina's from Maine, in all respect. You ladies in the South are beautiful. You're just like, great. You're very gracious. Okay, very cool. These two both were just politely, okay? No, there was not much going on. I know you two, I mean, you guys both have a very cute ego. Most people are like a little blushy, just like, okay, too hot, okay, go on. You're just right on through the race. And we are having a contest, Michelle. Be careful. They're going through the most hottest psychics. Right now, Dina's up there. She's in the top running in the world.
Oh.
You know, not by help. Because I put the wrong picture up, and the person I put was a big girl. And Dina has been teased about it because there's another Dina. They don't look nothing alike. Our Dina's petite, and I wanted to keep her on our show, so I was using the wrong picture. It was my fairness because they were our people. So. Dina's hidden. No one will ever know the real true beauty there until they had to put her up on New York's Square Times Hot Psyche. So, Michelle, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
That's what we put on our theory today. We're tired of this work. The word work, I mean, you know, it's that they want us from 9 to 5 or how many hours, and they expect us to do all this. We decided we're just going to play. We're going to have fun and be wild. Do you have a specific question, or you just want us to read what we're picking up?
Maybe just read what you're picking up. Please.
I like that. We've very spontaneous. So usually ladies go first, but I'm going to go. I not only my client, but I've been cheating because I've been teasing here. And Dean is over here going, Jethro, what are you doing? I mean, I'm having a lot of technical behind. It's like Wizard of Oz right now. I'm about ready to kick Dorothy out of the greenhouse, and I want the scarecrow to sit down and listen up. We're having a lot of stuff behind the scenes, Michelle. A lot of you callers, if you get, you know, just call back, 773-897-4461. We have a lot of listeners that haven't heard us in a couple of years, and we love you. We've been here. We just haven't been able to find a lot of you. Michelle, I'm going to ask, because I'm a blabberlips, to have you just say your name one more time so I can pick up your energy.
Yeah, no problem. It's Michelle.
Michelle, I am feeling that you are in a position of your life right now that you have had some new things come in, but you're not certain what you're going to keep and what you're not. I feel like you're kind of shaking the pan, I call it, the gold pan of this is good and that's out. I don't feel like right now is the significant others there. I feel like there's some potential dates, but you're not letting anyone take you by the hand to the whole dance. You're kind of being friendly, but you're not going out a lot is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, I'm actually not going out. I haven't been out on a date in a few months for sure.
These ladies, I can see it. And I, he's, yeah. Do you know what? What are you picking up about our wonderful Michelle? What are you getting?
Well, I feel like that you've been doing a lot of inner work, you know, and yeah. So that's why you haven't really been out. That's why you're kind of. I feel like that it's right now. It's a place where you just kind of sit still or sit in it, I guess. And so because when you come out on the other side. That you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to finally be ready or get what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go. And so right now, sitting in it is the best thing I can see for you. But also, while you're sitting in it, just kind of see what you've got to do, you know. And that's what I'm feeling, because it won't be long. I'm feeling by September, that's when things are going to be clearer for you.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
I love it. And I'm hearing the name Brad. Bradley or Brad is something that's coming into your life with it too. And see, this is where we are, brother and sister, in this in light, because I can, I'm not feeding off her energy, so don't start riding me. Dina's fans get really mean to me and try to steal my pizza. But what we've got going on here is that they're telling me there's some other work with you that's very purple, and I get a Bradley, Brad, something like that that's coming into the situation. And I'm also seeing a very positive. I see that you get stopped by someone with a like an officer or something up there, someone who does it, and it's not a bad thing. It's not like they're catching you for speeding, but I feel like they stop talk with you, and it's a very good thing. They said that this person's going to talk with you, and it's going to be very good. So I don't, and I apologize. I'm going to someday make it to Canada. Our top people, Jan and Dina and Amy and us, have been on Toronto, 109 up there. We were on Psychics Gone Wild. I don't know if you knew that, but we were one of the top shows every 30 minutes we did, Dina, every week.
Something like that.
30 minutes. Yeah, and I don't remember the country one. It's a morning country station. They picked me because of my name, Jethro, and I love them so dearly. You guys were the most fun. I love people. Canadian people are very, would you say, very direct?
Yes.
Would you say that? So. Is that okay? And I love it. And those of you, I come from the Rocky Mountains, Wyoming. I loved them. And Dina knows up there by name. But what was beautiful, and I got to tease them, is you made me feel so at home. And I want to thank all of you. Someday I'm going to get to go up there. Those of you know that was 101.9, but I don't know the other station in the morning. So it's a country station
Jethro, you know that Maine borders Canada, right? So you can make your trip up to Maine and then on to Canada.
Yeah. I know, and we would do that. Now, and see, that's what I love, go up and just see everybody and have some time. But we got to do it now. You guys have, like, that word that I don't like in the Rocky Mountains, snow.
Oh,
not yet.
Well, what month do they don't have that? This month, July?
Oh, we don't have snow right now.
Yeah.
And I've heard that one before, and I went to Jackson Hole, those of you know Wyoming. I went there in the middle of July, and there was not only a moose that had liked me, but there was about 2 inches on the ground. I have a way of bringing that stuff. Some people bring rain. I bring snow. It's just really wild. It was like, oh, Lord. And so definitely, Michelle, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Definitely you're going to hang in. We're going to be giving away a half an hour prize for $65. I know you were one of the ones that put in there with the like. Those of you that are in the room, we're checking right now. We're looking, and the question is, who is the True Blue Psychic for those of you that are playing the guessing game? And the other one is just to do the like there on the Google. So either way, and the answer to that is Dina Flanagan was the True Blue Psychic. We have a video in there. We're playing some of you like the older videos, and you know, one of the fans did that for Dina because he really likes Dina and he just was trying to get points, but he didn't get any. So we're just joking. He was a good friend and he still is. We love all of you guys that are writing in. Remember, for those of you in numerology that are doing this, you've got to be able to, I want to tease you, put all of the numbers in there. I had a couple of you write to me and you're wondering why your birth chart isn't there. If you just took the date, you know, if you're born on the 8th, the 8th does not make you a number. You have to do the day, the 8th, and the month, and the year for your destiny. So you have to put them together. Write to me. I'll help you with that. Catch me on Facebook. We're doing free numbers in the Psychic's Gone Wild room and with Psychic Jethro. So just write to me privately. You know, we don't mind, or you can put it on there. We will be reading 3 pictures. So start putting your pictures up on there. Put your most recent picture and ask, would you please do a reading? Me and Dina will be giving you piece of readings. I'm trying to right now work on getting Jan Bach Reiki's in the back room. I'm going to see if she will help. She's very phenomenal. And Lori Connell, you know, and I'm working with some other individuals. We had DC Love on. Dina, remember when we used to do the pictures and we would talk about reading the aura, and they always wanted to know what color the aura was, and then if it changed, they got upset. I had someone tease me that they tried to tell me today that your aura has to stay the same, and I explained to them about how the energies change and how they work together, and there's a new theory out there that once you're this color, you're this color, otherwise you're gone and dead.
Nah.
And so I was going to ask you, as a healer, how many times have you changed an aura, and have you ever noticed how many times you've changed the aura color just in a healing?
Oh, all the time. But, you know, that's what you're doing. You're moving and shifting energy. So aura is your energy. So all the time I get to watch it shift and change and and you can turn it into a golden goo or, you know, really bright purples or blues. It's just, wow, it's amazing. I love watching that and playing with energy because it's so wild.
And those of you tuned in, Brittany, this is I've got some friends writing from Nebraska and Darren and a couple of them. This is, we're talking about the inner, not the outer aura, that we all know that there's different energies we are and we resonate. A blue aura on the outer aura means you're very communicative. We're talking about the in level, the 7 chakras, and working within that inner aura. So those of you students that are just learning and doing that, I can personally say I want to thank you. Brittany's writing me over here. She's saying, Jethro, you were very correct about it. I did go out with the gentleman you said. The problem was, you were right about his faith. He had no faith at all. I'm not sure if I can date him. He kind of creeped me out. He wants to meet at a cemetery. What do you think? For me, I'm a Scorpio, but no, I don't think I would go out on a cemetery because it is a sacred place and it is out. I think it could be kind of silly. I don't worry of the undead. I feel that the dead are very content, and I feel that that's just a vessel because of my belief. I believe our souls. But I just, you know, I think that's a cheap way out. If he wants to take you somewhere with people, he should take you to a movie theater. He should take you to some place that's out. I think that that's just trying to be silly, and I agree with you. It's just not probably taste. Dina, how do you feel about a first date? Would you go on a cemetery date?
No, absolutely not. No.
But you're a Libra. You're supposed to love.
No. As a first date, no. But if eventually, you know, I love going to the old cemeteries and reading the stones. But not as a first date, I don't think. That's kind of no. No,
for
bring
trivia
me
for you guys. And now we got some trivia for you Psychics Gone Wild fans, and we'll be having that contest around Christmas to win the big prizes. We give away jewelry. We give away a lot of stuff, so keep track of this. What was Psychic Jethro's worst date, and where did he meet the person? No, it was not a cemetery. It was a mortuary. And yes, I did go and meet the person in another state. They did not tell me that they lived in an old mortuary. The reason that you, and so you know this, for those of you who didn't know, I didn't know that they used to build it so close to the front because of the heaviness of the caskets. And I did not understand why I was so creeped out when I went to her house. And then I was like, this is really odd. And I go, why is the door so close? And she's like, well, this used to be a mortuary. Let's say that was the quickest date. You can put that down in history that Jethro went on the date. This person knows we're still friends in that state, but That was scary. For those of you who know, psychics and individuals were not to go to different spooked houses, different things. And that's someplace, even with clans, a mortuary is not a place I don't think most psychics go and hang out. Am I correct, Dina?
Yeah, no, not that I know of. And I know a lot of psychics, so nope. Yeah.
Now
no,
we're getting
I
the
see,
truth.
I prefer,
you got, no.
I,
yes, go ahead.
I prefer the living myself.
What is Dina Flanagan's most wildest date and place? Can she tell us?
This is a G-rated show, right? Then I cannot.
No, we're on adult tonight. We went R.
that one I have to keep to myself. Yeah,
for
no.
Those of you know, Patty blue panties, and this person told us she didn't wear panties, so she's one of G. This is R rated. We tease her dearly. And for those of you right in on the other part, you were right. The answer was Jan Bachdrakey's dog's name is Gypsy. So you win yourself a 15-minute reading. Todd, just go ahead and write me, and you'll get that 15-minute reading. We've got a lot of prizes we're giving away. For all of you guys that are not keeping up on this Psychics Gone Wild, it's in the rooms. You've got to get in there. You've got to be friends with us on Facebook. Write to us. Go to our websites. We've got them all over the place. You just find them. No, we're not chasing Pokemon. We're chasing fun, wild, free readings. So get in there. Oh, my gosh. I've got people writing, does Dina believe in angels? And if it's so, does she think she looks like one? Because I have an idea of what angel she looks like, Jethro. Ask her, and then I will tell you what angel I feel she looks like. Dina, do you feel like you look like angels or do you believe in them?
Oh, do I feel like I look like an angel?
Yeah.
I sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
that's very
sometimes.
Sweet. You're saying you look like the angel Ariel that we're so from nature. And the picture that Jethro shared a couple of months back ago shows the same face and structures. They feel like you work with this because they know that you help people heal, and you seem like someone from Mother Nature because of the way you like to camp out. Just a friend of yours here in Wisconsin. If you ever need a friend, know that me and my sisters really like you. We're a little younger than you, but you can always come to our house and hang out. Okay.
Oh, nice.
That was.
Yeah, I've been told that. Yeah. I've been told I remind a lot of people of Ariel. So that's interesting.
I can see that. Well, then you have the blue eyes and the really, you know, the very fair skin, the beautiful hair and everything, and that makes sense. That's very nice. How come you guys never tell me that? You told me I look like that dead guy off of that movie. I want to be the good. I have to work hard to get a compliment around here. I'm just saying. 313, we're getting a little wild here. Help me get the people back in order. 313, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Jethro Dina, and you are...
I'm Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. I'm glad you called in. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. Do you want me to know my birthday?
That would be nice, yeah, if you want us to. However you want it, we do it always. We're like, we'll do whatever way you want it.
Okay. I'm December 7, 83.
Beautiful. So you're a Sagittarius here with the energy, and I'm feeling like with you that there's something going on with a relationship. They're telling me that you have, I feel like there's something that needs to be handled with getting I feel like there's something with a person, but I don't feel like it's all come together is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's funny. That's the reason why I called today.
I'm picking it up.
Yeah, I'm married, and my husband is, he's active duty military. And we're separated. We're separated from each other right now. He's on a deployment for a year.
That's my
feeling. Yeah, we've been apart for 6 months now. And I guess I'm calling because, like, I have these, even last night with the full moon, it kind of just, like, hit me. And I don't know, some part of me feels like, even though that, you know, we've had our troubles, but I feel like it'd be easier, or maybe our lives would be better if we were not together.
Because
it seems
Dina,
like it's
here we got
better.
A full moon.
Yeah, because I don't know, it's just funny. I mean, I love him, and I know that he loves me, but I don't know, there's usually when I feel this way, after an argument or something like that, but everything is fine. We haven't argued about anything really lately, so. But now I'm
what's
still feeling
birthday?
Like this.
What's his what birthday?
May 21st, 82.
Cuss baby.
Well,
go ahead, Dina.
Well, I sense more of a like a loneliness than anything. I sense a loneliness. I sense a tired. Like you're tired. You're lonely. You're frustrated. You don't know what to do. I feel like that the long periods of separation is what's causing this. You know, the deployments, the whatever. Because just as soon as you can get, something rolling, then, you know, it's taken away from you. So this is what causes you to feel down, depressed, what have you. And so I'm not sensing, I'm sensing there's still caring there. I'm sensing there's still caring there, but that's what happens. It can't keep it built up. You can't keep it staying there. You can't keep it built up, you know, because it's hard to do when someone's, you know, miles away. And so it's like an up, then a down. I see an up, then a down, then an up, then a down. And this is what you're tired of, the up and down, up and down, up and down. And so that's what I'm saying. So I feel like this is something you have to come to peace with yourself, you know, like it's going to be an up and down. So it's not about your husband. It's about the lifestyle. And can you handle it? Or do you really want to be with someone who can be with full time? It's really about that. So I'm saying that you have to come to peace with that yourself and what you need and want.
I mean, part of me kind of feels like I can handle it, but because, you know, we've been married for almost 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this is the longest we've been apart. And I don't know.
Yeah, it takes
You got a Taurus with a Gemini rising. Taurus and Gemini with a cusp, and I'm picking up the other engine. You're telling me to hang in there with you too, and this is a very emotional time with this full moon right now, and I really feel bad for you because I do see that you're dealing with three emotions here with the strength. It's not easy with long distance relationship. Those of you know, I just went 2 years, and I am so happy to be with my love of my life because I went through it. Dina will tease you. Other friends were. I was not. I was grumpy. I was going through what you were. And I'm psychic. I can feel the energy. I know. The guys put me and my love together in Sedona, Arizona. They said, you got it all, and I got the most beautiful love of my life. This woman is just phenomenal. Do we get intense just like you guys? We go through the emotions of it. We would talk on the phone. I remember one time we talked until 1 in the morning, almost 2. She had to get up at 5, go back to work. And I'm still missing talking with her. So, you know, and like you said, you have those things. Please hang in with it. This is what tonight's about. Love is love. It doesn't come along every day. And I can tell you from 40-some years of waiting, I used to think that Cupid hated me. I thought, you know, I went through some really odd relationships. And I thought it just wasn't my cup of tea. And ta-da, you know, they brought me New Year's Eve, the most coolest person in my life. So I feel like you should hang in there. Lisa, you're a good person. I feel like you, as a person, you've been going through some other relationship stuff too. I feel like you're dealing with some things here on some strengthening of you. During this time, strengthen up some stuff for you a little bit on what else you can put into helping with you, because they're telling me you've got some really good gift to laugh. You've got some funny sense of humor, and I feel like you should be doing some kind of writing, blogging.
You said blogging. Okay.
And they're telling me you're
I'm
really good
I'm
at
a little bit of a goofball, so I enjoy laughing very much. So,
I love that, and I can feel it, and I feel like they're telling me you're a sweetheart, and that's what it is. Sorry, Dina, I need to cut you off there. Dina's over here, and I got people, let Dina talk. I will. Dina, what's up?
That's what I just, you know, I just said, like, it's not about your husband. It's about, you know, what you do with what you got, and can you handle it, and come to terms with, you know, being okay with it. And like Jessica said, maybe get involved with something like the blogging or what have you, and writing, and just concentrate on other areas, because I do feel like you should hang in there too, is what I feel.
Yeah, so you really think that we're actually just like a good match, because I always feel like something, like, some part of me is like, you know, even though, like, we go through our rough times and we argue like crazy, and but I think most of it's really coming from his career. And he doesn't want to be in the military anymore, but he kind of feels like he has to do that 20 years, you know, to, you know, take care of his family, which I totally get, and I totally understand that. But he's just, it's just so hard to deal with sometimes.
It is. It's not easy, it's not easy.
I'm just wondering, like, is it me and him, or is it really just, is it the job, really? Because, like, I don't know. I question a lot of things now. So, okay.
All right. We love you, Alicia. And they're pushing. They said, if we don't share, I'm going to get in trouble. I gotta get. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in here, we've got a very good request here, and I want to make sure all of you that are looking in the room, we have an individual here, Susan. I want you guys to look at the little post there, and if you can help her at all, please help. Her family's been helping her, and she's having a little bit of trouble here. They're looking at maybe placing her somewhere, and I don't want to say the word, but a home or a facility. Please help Susan if you guys can. Any of you guys that are in there, this is just not, you know, this is really with it. And, you know, I want to thank you, Michelle, and everyone's writing us. Thank you for the reading. We're having fun. I hope you guys are too. And I said, it's going into another situation. You know, no matter what you do, we're doing, we're having fun, and I hope you guys are too. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Dina Flanagan here, certified psychic medium. She was born with a gift, has been reading professionally for over 25 years. I'm Psychic Jethro. I've been reading for over 30 years. Extraordinary gifted. I pride myself, and I say those words. It's how else do you talk about what we do, Dina? I say extraordinary, but I just feel like we're unique in a good way. I'm not trying to be egotistical, but I did get to see an individual do a reading that, you know, they basically said the sun came out, the moon went down, and here you are happy today. I can't believe that this is where our group's going. There's those of us are. So if you do catch that, we want you to let us know, because we do want to get people certified. We don't want people doing this. You know, we don't want someone just saying, I woke up this morning, I got a vision, and I'm out helping people, because it hurts me and Dina when they do that. Dina, tell them a little bit about what makes you feel that you're a psychic.
I've been doing this for over 28 years, and I've also had several readings done. Because more like it was out of curiosity, and you know how other people do it or whatever, and there has been some of those where just like Jessica said that, you know, like they say the sun is coming out or whatever, and I'd be like, huh, interesting, but like how I know is, first of all, it's just I love what I'm doing. I love helping people. I'm good at it, and again, not to be egotistical like Jessica says, but. I get a lot of feedback, and the feedback is very good. That's how we know, you know, how else do we know? And also it's just, you know, I mean, it's just a whole different place that you go to when you're talking to your guides, when you're helping people, it's a whole different place you go to. It's awesome. It's just amazing. That's how you know.
I love that. And you know, and this is something that just, it, and I had a person tease me once, and this is my expression from a very phenomenal teacher of mine. A psychic tells people things that no one else knows because they're psychic. Now, that sounds very common sense, but you'd be surprisingly what this word is. And I want to go back to where this is a good word. I go by a lot more now intuitive. I go by the fact that born with a gift of an individual. I like the fact that we have our sixth sense and are working. And I do want to tease those of you who, you know, who joke with us. We love to joke. I had a person write me yesterday and asking me, you know, I did put a picture up about Dina and a shark. No, I didn't say Dina was a shark. I said, now if I call her a cougar, you know she's going to beat me up. But what I called Dina was I called her the beater upper of the shark, because I said the shark would not grab Dina for fear of what Dina would do with the shark. So that's our friendship. But in all honesty, I can tell you just flat hands down, this is what the best compliment is. To be American certified, I am proud every day when I walk down the street with that, because I'm friends with Jan Bach Drakey. I'm friends with Dina Flanagan, Patty Negri. You know, those are the people that really grab me. This is because I've done this for over 50 years in my life, and I'm very proud of that. I get all emotional here, and you guys can hear it. I had someone tease me about this, because I can say, you know, Dina's my friend and family. And I know that at any given time, I can call one of those numbers and have that person there. And what I love about you guys, and this is what I want you Psychics Gone Wild fans that are writing in right now, Jethro, we talk, we laugh, we do this. We do this all day for readings. This is what I do. I have, if you look on there, I'm very proud of myself. I have 76 completely 5 stars from people individually out. I've been reading since 1995. I'm reading some of their kids. What I love every day is get on a hold of me, and I will give you the reading or set up a time with you. Get a hold of Dina, because Dina will do it. She got me really going there when she started talking. I've got people writing in from the other countries and other stuff. Dina was the best person that ever was made. Don't you ever forget, Jethro, how she made us laugh the night that you brought the dog home that had went to the other side, and then we heard noises and found out it was you eating chips, and it wasn't the dog. No, there wasn't eating chips. See, this is why we do this, and this is what it is. It's a live show. It's a real show. We're here doing it, and I know that a lot of you are doing it. We do these for the free readings. We give them out. I'm so grateful to all of you that wanted us brought back. That meant a lot to me, and tonight we'll be giving away a few of those off of Facebook here in a few minutes. If you haven't gotten in yet, go over to PGW and go over to Psychic Jethro Room and put in, there's a little, right on the front of it, it says, they've got a picture of me and it says with a free reading. And right now we've got, you've got to hit the like button. It looks like a donut because I like donuts, and it says free reading. It's got a picture of me. I'm looking right now trying to get Dina's picture up there, but right now we've got that, and just put on there. What I want you to do is I want you to turn around and go in and just like that photo. Got a bunch of you checking it out, and Susan Fix is in there, and if any of you can help her, please, you know, she's a very, you know, my heart goes out to her, and I just really, I got to be honest to you guys, this is a hard word for me, and it's something my mother feared very much and did not ever spend a day in, and that is to be put in some kind of home care. I have worked there, and I don't have, I'm not saying nothing good or bad, but in our way, it's something very respectful if you can, especially when a person is able, like Susan, to have her family take care of her. It's very honorable, and, you know, I've worked there. They're very great people. I used to make the best brownies. I was the baker at a place back home, and I made them the best food. And my problem was I had to find such a diet that a lot of times, you know, I was always catching to make sure and catch the diets. I found out to make eclairs that didn't have very little sugar and things. Believe me, it was a riot. Dina, what do you feel about that? Do you feel If what do you feel that you're elderly? Is there any ideas you have up there in Maine of what? How do you feel your elderly should be treated?
Yeah, with utmost respect, myself. To me, I think if you've made it to the elderly stage, boy, bravo! Therefore, you should be treated like this. They know they have a lot of wisdom, they have a lot of knowledge, you know, and just respect. To me, that's huge. Like, I've always thought that once you hit the age of 65 or whatever it is, when you can retire, get your Social Security, that if you own a home, then your taxes should be capped off at what they are. I think there should be help for the elderly. I think there should be more programs for the elderly so they can stay in their own home. You know, that's my feeling. That's a subject that actually gets me really heated. So I'm surprised you brought it up, but it just gets me heated because there's nothing, almost nothing there for them hardly, you know, it's like, okay, toss them aside and the homes. Yeah. Forget about it. I would prefer they can stay right with a family member or their own home. And that there's a program that can be covering them, somebody to come in and take care of them when you can't be there.
I like that. I know that all of us know with our facilities and things. Let's start looking at that. Maybe we can come up with something. We'll do something here, Dina. We'll look at maybe helping the golden agers or helping the people that are with the energy. I do know that, you know, there's something that needs to be done, and maybe this is what the meaning of this love is tonight, to love the people that are there. You know, you have such an enrichment of knowledge. This is something that I always felt that would have been a really good thing, is to have people who would go in and work with the elderly and the knowledge, who have the stories, putting together the time and putting out those things. I know that from the place I worked at, one of the things we did was recipes, and we were able to get together and do some recipes. This is an idea for some of you that are listening in from there, and it was a really good thing that we did. We put together recipes from the individuals who were staying there, and then we sold that recipe book on Amazon, which is very easy to do, and we had the best recipes in the world. Those of you who know what my mother made, very good different breads and things for our restaurant and different food. She would, her chilies and things like that that were all in her head. What we loved is the friends and the people that were there, because like I said, my mom never stayed in one of these facilities. But what was really impressive is the people that we knew and the friends, we were able to do the recipes to help them do some other stuff there. And, you know, we collaborated and did that. So it's those are just one idea to help some of the goals if you're looking for that. You know, I have people tell me all the time they're looking at things. I'm an entrepreneur and I pride myself. I own my first restaurant at the age of 18. I started as a worker and bought the restaurant and ran the family restaurant. I was the owner of it at 18 years old because I believe very much in looking at ways to do this. Those of you who are looking at adding to your income or doing this, I've had some people tell me that, you know, one of the new things right now is to be out there finding ways to do things. We had talked to a person a while ago about blogging, finding things to get in there. Make sure you guys that are writing into me tonight, Psyche's Gone Wild, you know, catch on that we've got somebody in the chat room. Say hello to Jan in there, and they call in at 773-897-6461. Just letting Dina know, Michael, the man she told me about 4 years ago and said that he was a good catch, she was right on the money. We were married last month, and we're sitting here celebrating the fact of what a good night, and lo and behold, here comes Jethro on his Facebook making jokes again. I want to tell Dina she was really good to tell me this. He is a good man. He is a Pisces, and there's nothing fishy about him, like you said. He always jokes about it and tells me that. Thank you, Dina, for making us laugh. That is funny.
Yeah.
I forgot. And now I remember that, and that was when they were all teasing Dina. Dina had went through a streak where every time someone came up to read, those of you keeping track on Facebook, she'd had 14 straight relationships that were not so good, and she got to be the bearer of maybe you might want to drop into the curb. Then she gets this one who she's like, you know, he may be Pisces, but he's not fishy. And everybody was teasing you, and those of you can go back in the archives about that, because we had a little bit of a conflict that night. We had other people in the room, and I think there was actually four of us doing psychic table. Tina was the only one who saw this man good. So I actually was one of the ones who was a little leery of you, so you stay good, Fish, because I'm not sure about you yet. So we got to go in here. We're not always together,
nice.
And that's something we want to understand, too. Remember that, Dina? We don't always go together. Yep. Dina thinks that we should heal from the top of the head, and I believe from the bottom of the root chakra. You guys, did you know that? That's another argument.
Definitely.
This is love night, not healing night. We'll argue about that later. Speaking of love, Dina, you are a Libra. Is it true that Libras always end up dating Aquariuses or very good matches? Are you one of those individuals that is better with a Gemini, or is it not air your sign? Just curious, an Aquarius that would like to ask you out.
Well, I love Aquariuses, but they don't seem to come my way. I wish I love Aquariuses, but I don't know what my... I haven't found a good, you know, a good, I don't know, match yet. So I'm not sure, but I know Aquariuses are awesome, and they just don't seem to come my way. I tend to get more fire signs and, you know, water signs and earth signs than Geminis and Aquariuses, which would be awesome, or Libras, my own air signs. So, you know, I love Aquarius. That's all I can say.
I love that. And that's a good question you guys are bringing up. We'll get to the phones. I know you guys are like, but we want to. We do this, and I want to tease you guys. I got to be honest with you. This is the thing that got me with astrology. I am a Scorpio, supposed to date Pisces and Cancers. I love Pisces and Cancers. Yes, Pisces are very romantic. They're very quizzical. They're very intuitive. Cancer is also the same. More of cook, very homebody, loving the financial, doing the fun of it. But I got to tease you. You got to find your rising out. You got to do your astrology. You got to know what your moon is, because if you know your rising and your ascendant, where your house is, there's your personality. I am one of that small factors of Scorpio, who is not that calm, studious, actual Scorpio tense type. If you listen to me, I'm very hyper, very high Gemini, and that's what really rules. Plus, my moon's in Libra, so there's the air. That's all this. You know, difference of personality. So friends and people in astrology were hooking me up. And those of you laugh, I've had two relationships that almost went to the altar with the water signs, and then we almost drowned each other. We have a friend that we'll joke about, and I can use her name. Michelle is a friend of mine back home, and we agree to stay friends for the safety of all. And everybody tried to hook me and this person up over and over because of the astrology. According to the things, if you look at the first part, the thing is that we're really good friends, not so much on dating, but the Gemini, we love each other great, and I have a relationship with it. So do check that. that. You guys that are writing in that are saying, Dina, I got to tell you, my sister told me that you did a healing on her back in a couple of years ago, and she's still doing well. She had came to a place where you were actually doing sales, and you read for her, and then you did a healing. I don't know if you remember her, but she had some problems with her arms. I don't know how, but you seem to have helped the arthritis. Can you tell me if I'm correct?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
You have helped people with arthritis, Dina?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all that stuff. Yes, I do help people like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I know that Reiki heals the DNA, but are you using stones? Are you using healing or using?
I'm just using my, like, I can do it just remotely. Like, I can do it. I can sit here. You can sit there. And I can see your body. I can scan it. I can go in and do what I got to do from here to there.
I've got to see this. I tell you, and that's what I love about her. I can feel it and sense it and know she's gifted. And those of you know, me and Dean have never met. I've gotten to meet Jan. I got to go out to Vegas, had a great time, met her and her husband, Steve. Never met Dina, met Patty Negri, but I've got to meet Dina because that energy, I can feel it, and I'm able to do energy too. Sometime we're going to have to do some work with this with people energy. I very much pride myself in old school healing. We were joking about, and we both do it differently, but I would like to see that. I feel like we, you know, that I've had some experience with it too. Those of you know, Buckeyes are good to carry from Ohio. Those Buckeye stones, they help relieve arthritis if you carry them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we used to do that, Jethro, on the show. We used to do, you'd sit, well, I did healings, you know, you'd read and wait a minute and I'd do a healing. We used to do that quite a bit, you know, and then of course I've done healings on you from afar, but, you know.
I believe I'd love to see it. We need to, again, those of you calling in, you know, and do that. Susan, if you're out there and you can hear me, please go give us a call here. We'll see what we can do here. We got to get on the things. Are going, Jeff, oh, my God, all the phones are waiting. Jeff, will you two talk the whole show? Well, it's a talk show. 780, how are you? Spiking Jethro, how are you, 780?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going, Jethro? Dina?
Great, you got in. We were talking about Canada. We love you people. You stayed on. Did you get bored with me?
No, actually, it was always great conversation, mixing, you know, readings and just conversation. That's always cool, too.
Love it. Okay, and I'm feeling two questions with you. I feel like there's something going on. We'll let the lady go first, and I can feel like you've got two questions. I'm teasing Dean. I always push her without that. Come on, Dean.
So what would you like to know?
Oh, actually, I have a good question, actually. I'm just... I got about 10 days to go before the end of my yoga intensive I've been doing since January 1st. So to see what the insight, what you feel is going to be the positive aspects of what I've actually learned and liberated in those 7 months.
I don't quite understand the question, so I'm just going to go with what I see. So, I feel like that this is something that you really needed. You've grown a lot, you know. Like, you wanted to go to a higher level, and you wanted to go quick. So I felt like this brought you to the higher level. So I feel like when you're done with your intensive, I feel like that it's going to bring you to a place that actually where you've been wanting to go, but it's hard to explain. It's this sort of spiritually higher level that you're going to go out and then use in the world. This is what I'm feeling, that you're going to go use it in the world and you're going to be helping people. You're going to be, but it's also going to be shifting and changing your life. So it's going to be both personal and professional, so to speak. And I feel like that you're not done there. Like, is there something else you're going to do something else after, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to actually incorporate that into my drumming classes somehow, talking to my teacher about that,
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So I feel like that it was just a really, really, you know, it's going to take you where you need to go. Great growth and fast growth is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
And I love it. That's very good. They're telling me there's also someone else happening in your life. Something else is going on over, like, this you said 10 days, and I felt like within about 14 to 15, another cycle is going to come in. As you get this finished, it brings you to a level of it. You know, you're going to do yoga, and this is a very cool thing. I just this year adapted last year into it now, working with it, and I'm so impressed with what it heals with the core. They're telling me that you are headed for some situation with some other work. You do something with purple here. I'm seeing some kind of astral work or something where you're able to sense places and you go there. There's times that you feel places, and I feel like there's a place that you're calling yourself to. It's going to be your permanent home. I feel that will be coming here very soon.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm just in my solitude right now, so now I'm going to get out and be myself more and just, you know, putting myself out there for people.
Yeah, well, that's what you've been called to do, definitely. So it was like taking a train ride, you know what I mean? Like, okay, let's go, and it's a faster way to get there. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. That's all of the questions I have right now. I'm just really, really grateful for talking to both of you.
Thank you. We love Canada.
I like
those with the maple leaf.
I like your energy. Yeah, I like your energy. I like it. The calmness or your energy is very nice right now.
We got so many of you, 252-482, so we're trying to get through. Let me grab that. We've got a few minutes left, and we need to grab on to a winner. And what we have is we have our winner tonight for the free reading is Sanjita Shinde. It's Sunita Shinde, and you have won the half an hour reading on, you know, you can get it on the phone there with Psychic Jethro. Just go ahead and go to www.jethrosmith.net, and we have Dina, I know that it's, unfortunately, you guys are asking why Dina isn't. I'm just a little quicker at the fingers, and she's working on stuff that she's doing. They're like, why isn't she doing the picking? We're doing it in fairness. I'm just grabbing it, and the first number I roll is what did. She was a 4, and we had 17 people in that one, so she won that. I'm going to grab an email here from the Psyche's Gone Wild room, and I'm trying to get here. And what I've came up with, we're looking here, and it's like, this is very good. We have what we've got is Brenda Epperson is the first one that came up. Brenda Epperson will get an email reading from going into this here. So, Brenda, just go ahead and send that. And we got one more going on here. Barbara Flaherty won the email reading with Dina. So, Barbara Flaherty, I'm going to give you the email. Would you spell it out for me, Dina, so she can send it to her? She's here right now. She's excited. She's ready. She goes, me, and she just won is the email you need to do. Awesome, she says. Oh, my God. Thank you, Barbara. Barbara's having a good time with this. She's very fun. She's doing all these faces for me, and she's very happy. I just gave her it's ESSENCEOT@AOL.com for Barbara.
Yeah.
For Brenda, it's JETHROHELPS@gmail.com. Go ahead and write us there, and I'll send it to you in messages so you guys get it. No worries. We're here to have fun. They are having some other fun. I know that Lori was supposed to be here, and the Nature Girl is so grounded because somebody was trying to make her do something she didn't want to do or something. I want to tease her. Go ahead and join those rooms. Get in those rooms. Michelle just joined from Canada. We're having a lot of other friends here. We're going to have to grab the phones. Dina, they're going. Next time we'll go on 90-minute show. I'm so sorry, you guys are like, you didn't go on long enough. We only got to know you. 352, what about you? We got a few minutes here, 352.
Fantastic. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Cindy.
Dear, I love you. Oh, Cindy, it's so good to hear you. We're just kind of, unfortunately, we can just give you a yay name, then we're going to go on. We've got about 15 people. I'm so sorry. We're just trying to get that hour in. Cindy, what question can we help you with? What do you want to look at real fast?
Can you give me any insight on how I'm going to raise the money to be able to make the physical move, the relocation from where I am to get away from this crazy stalker ex-boyfriend? Yes, situation.
Cindy, I remember you and the energy. Dina, any questions you got for her real quick? And Cindy, we're going to go right on, so she's going to give you it. Dina, I'm feeling like she should be able to get some assistance. Last time we talked to her about family assistance. Mm-hmm. What do you feel with her that would help?
Yeah, I feel like assistance too. I feel like where there's a will, there's a way. So you just, you create it. You do it. You take a little extra job. You ask for help. You whatever. We're always, where there's a will, there's a way. You get out there and you make it. And it will happen as long as you want it.
They're saying look at the papers, too, and like Dina had talked about before, you guys have those animals. Get to somebody who's got animals and see if you can't raise or help those animals there. I feel like some kind of horse services or something there.
Mm-hmm.
I know in Florida, of two places right now, they're looking for help. If you're close to Tampa, write me privately, and I can help you with that. You know, I can talk with her. She can meet you and see if it would work out. It's just like our kids. You know, you have to be really good with animals, but Cindy, let us know. 501, how about saying hello? We're trying to get as many of you guys as faces in here. How are you, 501?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Running this quick. I got 30 seconds. Anything quickly, your name and what we can spin out here.
Debbie and Love.
What Debbie and Love. Ooh. You know, yes, I do love love. I'm a Scorpio. What can I say? Debbie, I'm feeling like there's something here very intense coming for the energy. I feel like you have to be careful with the people that you've been dating. They're telling me that you've had a few of those rough boys with you. You've had something here that was working out, and now I feel like you're – I'm seeing a guy that's a little bit, I feel like a worker, muscly arms, something going on here. I feel like that you have been having some situations that weren't exactly with it, but I feel like this guy you're going to meet, actually I feel it a place that serves beer or something. I'm not sure. I don't feel it's a restaurant. I feel like it's a bar, a tavern.
That's interesting. I go to craft beer places, but I was involved. I'm not dating anybody, but I was involved with somebody who said they were someone that they weren't, so that was right. But I don't really hang out in bars and stuff, but, you know, maybe some event.
Yeah, something there, and I'm telling you, it's more, I feel like it's more like a festival, like October Festival or something is really good for you. Just quickly what they're showing me, I feel like that when you said love, I got this woo love feeling, which tells me he's worth the wait. This is a good one. I feel like right now, and I do feel it's something. I see like a, well, you're going to laugh at me, but I see like a turkey leg or something. I don't know what this is. Oktoberfest, something like that. Something
oh, King,
like that.
King Richard's Fair. King Richard's
Fair.
Oh, King
Richard's something like
Renaissance Fair.
Like
yeah,
the Fair. In October, and the big thing is always turkey legs, so it could be a concert.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's what I'm feeling. I love you.
Okay.
Got a hit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you tuned in, we're going to keep going wilder. 978-373-253-603-207-614-411-7704. So many more to go. We would have gotten to you. Don't go out there and not be wild. Stay wild. It's the way to be. Catch us. We'll come and see you, or you come see me.